It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice Broadcast. It's Sunday, November 26th, in the year of the Lord, 2017. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe. Jojo.
Coming into December.
Whoa, Joe, this is number 63.
Wow.
63 broadcast. This week we're going to be talking about arthritis. And so many people suffer from this unnecessarily. They're on all kinds of meds. They're still hurting. The side effects from the medications, they're hurting even more. The poor people are suffering needlessly. And hopefully we can help you this week to relieve you from that and restore health to the body that should be in a homeostasis, at ease, balanced state. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what it was made for. So we'll cover that. Last week we talked about Alzheimer's. You know, anybody suffering from these things, any kind of neurological disease, it's basically going to be toxins that are causing this, as with the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, the autism, the MS, the what are some of the other ones? ALS. And you got multiple sclerosis, lateral sclerosis. You get all kinds of, even strokes we've seen recovery from neurological damage mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. Let me say this at the onset that we have newbies every week. So I'd like to say that the G2 Voice Broadcast is a ministry of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, which was established in June of 2010 in the Dominican Republic by myself and Jim Humble, the founder of the Genesis 2 Church, along with myself, and the discoverer, the inventor of the formula, sodium chloride at 22%, that he called Miracle Mineral Supplement, that we call also Master Mineral Solution. So MMS, that's what it stands for. And he cured some people in the jungles of Guyana. Then when he was there mining, he had some workers that got malaria. And he tried this 3% sodium chloride, although at the time he didn't realize exactly what it was. It was called stabilized oxygen. Mm-hmm. Gave it to the guys. Out of five guys, I think two or three of them were better in like 3 or 4 hours, laughing when they were almost dying before. And what happened was that went in the stomach and combined with the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which is what we use here, 4%, to create chlorine dioxide, which within one day, at the concentration that Jim finally developed, kills the malaria parasite in one day, and they're free of the malaria. We have before and after videos, tests, and on YouTube, MMS testimonials of what we did in Uganda, what one of our bishops did in Brazil. We're getting ready to do a couple more, and then the Red Cross denies it. Like it never happened. And yet we have a video. And even the guy in the video, I think he's now said it never happened. You know, they could have threatened the people's lives.
Yeah.
The local Red Cross people in Uganda love the fact they still know. And we got people in Uganda, bishops, they still know it, treating people, helping people recover from malaria and many other things in Uganda. So we're working on many other countries there in Africa. We have health ministers and bishops, Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania. What's the other one? There's a bunch from South Africa. We got someone we're talking to in Swaziland, Nigeria, all over Africa. You could, there's very few countries, but I'd say 70% of America has someone that's using MMS, and maybe every country, but we just haven't heard from them yet. So this week we'll be covering the arthritis, but I do want to mention that, you know, we're non-religious, we're just spiritual people, We started this church. People just want to be healthy. We live in a body we call the temple that can take what we call sacraments to keep our body clean, detoxed. And if you've been paying attention to us the last year or so, it's all about toxicity. If you have toxins in your body, we believe they're causing 95% of the disease in the body. And once you get those things working correctly and the organs are cleaned out, boy, everything starts working. So that's why we started the church. And we encourage you to become a member. Take the course. Do this stuff in your home. We give you the ability to even teach other people. Take the course. Get the stuff. Make it. And go forth and heal. That's what we really want people to do. And if you have arthritis, listen up today. So, what is arthritis? Okay? I'm going to give you what I think it is, what the mainstream medical industry says it is, and even some naturopaths say it's a combination of these things. But the basic definition of arthritis is it's a disease that affects 1 in 3 Americans. Wow, that's a lot of people, Joe. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
So let's say 1 in 3 Americans, you know, because we're so toxic, maybe 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 of the world. Because they're maybe not so toxic. Some of these, that's definitely something. People have aches and pains. And they get older, they think, okay, I'm wearing out. So this is all part of it.
Yeah, it's just natural.
Yeah. I saw a lady, 117 years old, the oldest lady in the world, Italy. And she has no aches and pains. She's basically, you know, she's old.
But she's not going to be jumping around and
right,
stuff.
She's not doing jump rope and stuff, but she eats 2 raw eggs a day. She says that's the success. That's why I live so long. 2 raw eggs every day. So it used to be 3. Now
what
I'm
was the medical mainstream say? Watch the cholesterol. Yeah, what's that cholesterol?
Cholesterol
is going to hurt you.
And watch, I don't know which one it was, what broadcast, but 3rd or 4th about cholesterol hoax. Complete hoax, folks. Anything, if you're taking cholesterol drugs, please watch that episode. Get off your cholesterol drugs. Completely useless. It's a complete hoax. So much is necessary. Your body needs cholesterol so much, it makes it. It's the fact that it even recycles it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no good and bad cholesterol.
What's one of the side effects of the cholesterol drugs and the high blood pressure drugs? Arthritis.
Oh. Kind of all related together with toxins into the body, huh? Yeah, just getting old. Arthritis is completely curable. We're going to show you a few testimonies. You don't have the one with the lady on the movie Quantum Leap, 12 years in arthritis, do you?
Oh, in Pucallpa?
Yeah.
No, that was Spanish anyways.
Oh, yeah, that's Spanish.
Yeah.
We have a lot more testimonies in Spanish, too. Not a lot more than we have in English, but a good amount. And one lady, 12 years in a wheelchair. We were down in the Amazon. She walked a mile to come tell us she was all cured. I love that one. It took about 6 weeks. And the human body is self-healing. You sure? Yeah, cut yourself. Watch it. Watch it self-heal. Okay? Now, it depends how healthy you are, how quick it heals.
It depends how deep it is. I mean,
yeah,
you
obviously.
Cut your...
But it is self-healing. We see that all the time. We all know that. And if the self-healing or the immune system or the self-healing part of the body is compromised, toxic, or destroyed, the side effects will be dis-ease. Okay? I want to also see the standard medical explanation about arthritis, okay? Arthritis, and this is by the John Hopkins. Arthritis is an inflammation of the joints. Joe, what's the first response of the immune system?
Inflammation.
Inflammation. So why are we getting inflammation? Why is our body getting inflammation? It's telling us something's here. We're trying to attack it. I'll go on and show you what I mean. It can affect one joint or many joints. There are more than 100 different types of arthritis, with different causes and treatment methods, of course. 2 of the most common types are osteoarthritis, okay, or rheumatoid arthritis, RA or OA. Those are the most common. The symptoms of arthritis usually develop over time, but they may also appear suddenly. Arthritis is most commonly seen in adults over the age of 65. But more and more children and teens and younger adults are experiencing arthritis. OA, RA. They say arthritis is more common in women than men and those who are overweight. Okay. What causes it? This is the one I wanted to read about. This is the same article, John Hopkins. Cartilage is a firm but flexible connective tissue in your joints. A lot of cartilage, huh? It protects the joints by absorbing the pressure and shock created when you move and press and put stress on them. A reduction in the normal amount of this cartilage tissue causes some forms of arthritis. Normal wear and tear causes OA, one of the most common forms of arthritis. An infection or injury to the joints can exacerbate this natural breakdown. Natural breakdown? They call it a natural breakdown. Really? Might be a natural breakdown if you're a carpenter.
Or a natural breakdown if you're just not eating the right nutrients, and you just lose it like that.
Right, exactly.
And repetitive movement, obviously.
Your risk of developing OA may be high if your family history of the disease. I don't believe it's genetic. This is what they're saying. Another form of arthritis is RA, is an autoimmune disorder. Inflammation. The immune system first response is inflammation. When the body autoimmune is attacking itself, the body is causing this immune inflammation. So autoimmune disease or disorder, they're calling it. It occurs when your body's immune system attacks the tissues of the body. This attacks affect the synovium, a soft tissue in your joints that produces a fluid that nourishes the cartilage and lubricates the joints. RA is a disease of the synovium that will invade and destroy a joint. It can eventually lead to the destruction of both bone and cartilage inside the joint. Whoa, and they're saying that's autoimmune disorder. That's very interesting. That was from, John Hopkins, from Healthline. The exact cause of the immune system attack is unknown. To them, not to us, to them. But scientists have discovered genetic markers that increase your risk of their, that's the scam. They're saying it's genetic. Usually, it's, my parents had that because they eat the same foods, have the same lifestyle, have the same job, live in the same area, eat the same toxic water, breathe the same toxic air, drink the same toxic water, take the same toxic meds, have the same food diet.
Yeah, and so the doctors scare you saying, oh, your grandfather had it, your father has it, so now you'll probably have it too.
Yeah, you have a gene.
So now take this medication.
You have a gene, so it's just a marketing technique. So you need to cut off your breasts because you might have breast cancer. Well, I see that. I just want to cry. Here's the one from John Hopkins. Arthritis is not one disease, but rather a broad term that encompasses more than over 100 very different disorders. All involve the joints and are characterized by chronic pain, limited mobility, and decreased range of motion. Nationwide, some 70 million Americans suffer from some form of arthritis. That's one out of three, making arthritis one of the most pervasive diseases in the U.S., as well as the leading cause of disability. And I would just put in my note here, iatrogenics, death by doctors, is the number one cause. Arthritis is not just a consequence of aging. This is their saying. While most people's joints do show some degeneration over time, many forms of arthritis are driven by immune system-mediated damage that can strike at any time. That's why kids are getting it. Toxins, making the immune system recognize something as a toxin, and it starts attacking itself, or it's trying to attack the toxins in the body. There's a lot of variables here, folks. Autoimmune deficiencies, autoimmune diseases. We're talking about one next week, HIV. another autoimmune deficiency. There is no known cure for arthritis. Bullcrap. According to the first allopathic university set up by Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Wartburgs, and Rothschilds, is John Hopkins. No known cure, so they have to run. But advances in science are helping us to identify ways to improve diagnosis and treatment. Medication of the symptoms. Folks, I can't say it enough, and I'm not talking to you like you're little kids. I'm repeating this over and over again because this is what they do. They medicate symptoms. There's a book by, what's her name, Humphreys? She's a doctor. I just saw it the other day. I'll think of it as we go through it because I think I made a note to it. But look up Dr. Humphreys, a new book she just put out. She come out of the medical and really explaining what it was like being trained up as a medical doctor. Really not good training. Very smart people, obviously. The best of the best intellectually want to become doctors because there's so much stuff you have to memorize, you know. But basically when you're done, you're just a drug pusher, a guy, a person, a woman, a man that's just going to follow exactly what the pharmaceutical industry has told you to push.
It's because you have to.
Yeah, or you lose.
They have to, or you lose your license.
Or you become a naturopath, holistic doctor, and then they just kill you if they don't like you. And that's happened to over 60 now since last June 2015. Mysteriously committed suicide. Finding cures for autism, finding cures for arthritis and other things, finding things put in vaccines that are causing the body to allow cancer to grow rampant. Here's another one from another article I got. Rheumatoid arthritis. This is in the newsletter also, folks. So you have your own. You can read more. Or RA is the most common type of autoimmune arthritis. Now there's a ASD. You know what that is?
What's that?
Artificial sweetener disease.
Wow.
Folks, if you're taking that stuff, please
stay away from that stuff. I thought they just categorized it as a natural sweetener now.
Well, they paid the FDA, which is such an agency with such integrity. They're evil, folks. They're just the lapdogs, just like the CDC and really Department of Justice of the pharmaceutical industry through their lobbyists at passing laws to protect them. So they passed one on aspartame, which is a known neurotoxin. They took it off being called aspartame to call it Amino Sweet, a natural sweetener. It's a lie, and it's in all this...
Diet sodas,
which causes arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. Another toxin. So it's really the toxins. And they let them rename it. Get off all your sodas. It's a guy named Wallach that put up a video that was pretty interesting. He believes most all of it's caused by lack of nutrition, and many of it's started by soda. Get off all your carbonated sodas, all your sodas. They're completely useless. Autoimmune deficiency is triggered. The body's is faulty immune system. The body's defense, it affects the wrist, small joints of the hand, including knuckles and mild joints of the finger. We've seen that all shrink down when people get on the protocols.
Yeah, we've seen them crippled. Their hands just don't move at all, like a closed fist. And then, you know, after sometimes a week, usually like a week, they start seeing differences and their hands are opening up, pain's going away. I mean, short time.
Exactly. Really short. Immediately. And we're going to show you in the 3000 protocol how to topically even treat it. And we're seeing people really see a lot of things happen really quickly. This is a good article I just covered. Here is an article that is saying that what I've been saying all the time about the main cause of all diseases. Okay? Very good article talking about the acid in the stomach. Really, I'm going to get into that after we show you what we're doing to cure it. Because I'm thinking that I want to show you what people are saying about taking our sacraments right on, right at the onset, so people can see that. But you're going to find out it's a lot of it's directly related to, or most of it, to the amount of stomach acid in your stomach, okay? Things aren't being broken down, and the toxicity in the body. Those two things are probably 95% of all diseases on earth are caused by those basically two things. You always leave a little percentage because there's some things are caused by some other things that we're not even talking about. Mm-hmm. But the majority of them are caused by those two things, deficiencies and toxicity. So, Joe, why don't you show the videos? We only have three today.
Well, play the audios. Excuse me. The videos will be in
These will be videos, and when we put it up at YouTube, let people listen to them, and then I'm going to read some of the written ones. Then I'm going to show you how, what you need to do, what sacrament you need to take to alleviate, and not only alleviate, because we're not treating symptoms here, but cure, heal your arthritis. We're in Portland with Michael and Lisa. They're going to tell us how they found MMS and how it's benefited them.
Right. I found MMS from the Reiki Ranch up in Chehalis, Leroy and Taylor. And I started taking it. All my joints felt better. I had arthritis in my knuckles. My knuckles were swollen. In 3 days, this knuckle went down to normal. And it quit popping in and out, too. And I do landscaping and mow lawns. I have one job. I use my weed eater for 2 hours straight. I get done. I'm hot and tired, but my hands, I'm 58 years old, and I feel great.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. You look active. He looks a little awake.
Well, I went to the doctor last month and got my yearly checkup. Blood work up, everything, and everything was perfect. Not a damn thing wrong with
it.
And I told her, I said, I'm 58 years old, and I feel this good.
Very good.
You know?
I feel better now than when I was in my 40s.
So naturally, I ended up with bottles of MMS, too, and started to take it for myself. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I found for the first time I could wake up in the morning and not be stiff for 3 hours at a time. And it really helped me. It really helped me because it minimized the extent of the inflammation that I suffered from. So I wasn't completely crippled because the joints would flare up to that extent. I still had flare-ups, but not as bad as they were. And then, of course, I started to tell everybody, my family members, my friends, and you know, all the people in my life, because I felt good. I wanted everybody to feel good.
Sure.
And it makes sense, doesn't
sure,
it?
Yeah. In a seminar in New Zealand, and she's going to give her testimony about MMS and how it's affected her life.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been looking for something for a long time. I had the beginnings of, never diagnosed, but the beginnings of what you call arthritis, I guess. You know how you get that creakiness that starts in your hands? And I was really worried because I'm a pretty active type person, like to get out there, and I didn't want to admit that this was coming on, you know. Mm-hmm. So I started taking it and didn't realize until a couple of months later that it's actually gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, where's that crankiness gone? This is the middle of winter. You know, where they say winter.
Stiff.
Yeah, you seize up. And so that was my experience with it.
Okay, so you heard briefly a few people that you'll see that on video. And you can even look if you speak Spanish. There's a few more in Spanish. But I wanted to read some of the written ones. And here's one. Here's a really good one. I had rheumatoid arthritis for 30 years. Tried allopathic, which is the mainstream medical, dietary, massage, ayurvedic, that's the Indian, nutritional, cleanses, homeopathic, magnets, Chinese, herbal, yoga, exercise, TENS, etc., etc. So over two dozen health professionals, even had 18 mercury fillings removed. Well, that's a good thing anyways. We can just get on that one
18
week.
18 of them, wow.
Yeah. Get up the mercury poisoning through the amalgam, and we'll cover that teeth one time. some things helped a little. Some things were outlawed by the FDA. You know, that's, yeah, because the FDA is paid by other people. So if you say it's not FDA approved, that doesn't mean squat to us, okay? I got to laugh when I hear that. Through prayer, I was guided to take MMS. You know, prayer is nothing more than asking the Creator, hey, can you help me here? Really? I need help here. I tried 3 drops activated MMS every hour with 3 drops of DMSO added after 3 minutes to activate it for 2 weeks about 2 months ago. Finally, pain is gone. Deformities of elbow, fingers, and wrist are almost completely gone and very much reduced. Only an agent of darkness would keep this cheap, safe, effective solution from the poor, suffering people of this world. Beware. Those who serve the devil's plan are severely punished eternally after the work is done. Kindly allow the people some relief for their bodily and mental sufferings through the use of God-given MMS. You and your family will surely need and be helped by MMS in the future. Thank you. Good luck and God bless. Marilyn. So, I mean, she's just telling this like, hey, this is what happened to me, and there's something evil in this world that's suppressing the truth. Here's another one. I visited my family in Germany. My mom had a caretaker from Poland, 61-year-old woman, who had arthritis in her hands. The index and middle finger of her right hand were stiff. I offered her my traveling pack of MMS. That's good. Traveling pack. We always travel with it. I mean, we've been poisoned. We've had an airplane's been poisoned with stuff. We breathe it in. We carry a travel pack. She took 4 drops of 28% sodium chloride solution, which is 22.4, because when we make it, we'll show you. They say it's 28% because they're using an 80% powder of sodium chloride. But take my word for it, it's 22.4%. Mixed with 1 drop of 50% citric acid. Okay, that's not the right back then, but listen what happened. This is the proper ratio, which I calculated. No, it isn't, but you can forget that right now. After only 5 days, the swelling in her finger joints were gone. Pain was gone. She could move the 2 fingers that were previously stiff. I was really surprised. Another lady, 72-year-old German and friend of my mom, had arthritis also. She took 4 drops, and she tells her how she... And now, after 2 days, she's pain-free. Unbelievable. And they all still fine. Once in a while, I have some pain in my hands, and I take the same amount as above, and the pain quickly disappears. I use MMS to keep my gum healthy and inform my dentist about it. He found the close size toothpaste and oil rinse and uses this in his practice now. I wonder if... Now, that's FDA approved. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they paid for it. It's the only difference. Any chlorine dioxide that's FDA approved, and it's many of them, they use it for mouthwashes and breathing and ears and all kinds of stuff, clean food, and it's all FDA approved because they paid for it, okay? In orange, he uses it as practice. I wonder if bacteria in the mouth are the cause of arthritis. Well, they say periodontal disease
is a form of
arthritis. And, yeah, so she might be right there, which is an autoimmune deficiency, as far as I'm concerned. And it's caused by toxins and not the right foods, okay? When I use more than 5 drops, I get diarrhea, so I stay a maximum of 4 drops. Look also into boron. That's another mineral. These seem to be a connection between boron deficiency and arthritis. Well, mineral deficiencies.
Yeah, there's about 60 essential minerals that your body needs to keep your bones strong. It's not just calcium.
No. In fact, magnesium is more important to calcium because it needs to be metabolized.
Vitamin calcium. D is more important because vitamin D helps your body synthesize it.
And vitamin C also.
Yeah.
So it's all the foods, folks. I'm going to read a quote I love. These are just testimonies. You can find these on mmstestimonials.is.
I'll write it in the comments right here.
We have a... bunch of testimonies there. We have more written than video, obviously, and especially among HIV and herpes. People don't want to show their face.
Yeah.
Here's another one. That guy's name was Stefan. Swollen joints and fingers. Since 2005, I suffer from joint pain in my fingers and sometimes in the joints close to hand with swollen knuckles. Never went to a doctor. That's smart. But that was still somewhat painful at times. I worked as a chef using my hands and fingers a lot. Then in the end of 2010, I saw an interview with Jim Humble and researched the MMS topic further. Ended up buying a bottle from the web and started using MMS. First one drop and then went up as high as 10 drops per hour. Because I could. Not a lot of people can do that. We don't recommend that. You can go that high. It's usually for terminal diseases. But you never start that way. We always start with the starting procedure, which is a quarter of a drop an hour. Okay? At 10 drops, I get severe diarrhea. That's the way. Reason. I had to stop for a while and then maintain a dose under 10. After a few weeks, fingers felt better. And a month later, my fingers were totally healed. No pain. No swelling. Almost a year later, still the same, although not, still the same. Thank you, Jim Humble. Mike. Says, I'm not even regular at what I do, but all my fingers are totally healed. Totally healed. You hear that word? I didn't say that. He did. I have been using MMS for 2.5 years. Stopped arthritis in days. Excuse me. Stopped arthritis pain in days. I found I have to take doses every month to 6 weeks to control. Most assume that it's killing pathogens responsible for arthritis. Skin diseases, including cancer, days to 3 weeks. Ross. I have known of MMS for years, but not the protocol for cancer. I started using the cancer protocol for a 20-year-old malignant breast tumor this year without knowing about the protocol for arthritis. To my amazement, the arthritis in my left wrist and hand has disappeared. I got on the website, and lo and behold, others have been using it with success for arthritis as well. One of the points I'd like to make here is that I was not influenced in any way by other reports. The pain arthritis may not be life-threatening, but it certainly takes away from life enjoyment. Thank you, Jim Humble. Judith. I have a 9-month-old Shepherd, Airedale Shepherd mix. About a month ago, I noticed a lump on his neck. Within 24 hours, the lump had swelled so large you could see it from across the room. Whoa.
Wow.
I didn't even read these yet. I just read a couple of them, but I like reading them again. I like reading this one. I didn't read it. I took him on to the vet where they put him on antibiotics. Did no help. Why? Because it doesn't work. Just like the prescription. Doesn't work.
To try another
one. We switched to a different antibiotic, and that did take down the swelling, but nothing for the lump. He had his first surgery to remove the lump, and they had to take out 3 lymph nodes that were infected. Folks, that's the worst thing you could do. The lymph nodes are swollen because they're working, okay? That puts out the red blood cells. That's one of the attack systems of the body. And I had one lady with cancer. She said the doctor did operation. Came back and said, yeah, good news. We took out your whole lymphatic system in your left side of under your arm, and there was no cancer in it. Why on earth would you take them out?
And how is that good news?
Well, there's no cancer. Yeah. But she ended up dying even after being with us for a month. We got rid of her pain, but she had a football-sized tumor on her breast, on her chest. Both her breasts were taken out. Her whole lymphatic system was taken out. Radiate chemo. She came to us crying out in the last month of her life, and we got to reduce the big tumor on her chest, got her sleeping, reduced her pain down to where she could sleep. She went back to Poland and died 6 weeks later. But she knew she was too far gone. And that happens. It happens. Not a lot to us, but it happens. And they're just too far gone. Oh, Hank, let me read on. Okay, he had his first surgery to remove the lump, and they had to take out 3 lymph nodes that were affected. Took him home. Within 3 days, the neck swelled up again. What does that tell you? You got no immune system on that side now where they took out the lymph nodes. More antibiotics, and 2 weeks later, another surgery, this time with a drainage tube. Why? Because that's what the lymphatic system does. Drain. Oh, man, it pisses me off. That seemed to work, yeah. Drainage tube removed. And then within a week came back. to more vet, more antibiotics, but this sounds like just what people go through, forget their dog, just going to the doctor, which did not help with 2 days, three lumps. And that's what happens when you cut out a lump, because a lump is a symptom. Okay, we talked about this, and we covered two episodes of cancer. Two that were squashy, one very high. My friend suggested MMS, which took her cancer away. I read these testimonies, and I felt very encouraged. That's why we do the testimonies, folks. I started him on out with three drops and with organic chicken broth. He slept it up happily. And that's what we tell people, even with kids, put it in beef broth. Put it in chicken broth. It doesn't neutralize the chlorine dioxide.
If it's an organic broth.
Oh, yeah, know, if it's not.
It's not Campbell's soup kind of stuff.
Exactly. Got to make it yourself. Within three hours, I didn't write this. One lump was gone. I upped the dose to four drops every 4 hours. I started this on a Saturday morning, so I would be home to monitor. By Sunday afternoon, only one lump left. It was the huge hard lump. Now it was the size of a small marble and soft. Monday morning, almost completely gone, no swelling. He had no reaction at all. MMS kept it up until the last lump was completely gone. And then it was gone.
Dogs' immune systems are a lot stronger.
Well, yeah, that by the fact that they were hitting it hard. But I saw that lump on my dog. What's his name? The one in Dominican Republic.
Butch,
no. The boxer.
Spike,
yeah.
Yeah.
We had so many dogs. It was really my son's dog. Spike, on the back of his leg, a big ball. And it was gone in one day. We did the 3000 protocol, which I'm going to show you in a minute or so. Topically. She did it just internally. Having recently checked back into fitness training, especially martial arts, this is another one, I have not trained for a while and gotten out of condition. It was no surprise I ended up getting some injuries. One shoulder injury was so painful it was waking me up in the night. I was going for massages and rubbing ibuprofen gel into it to ease the pain. Remember, ibuprofen is just taking care of the symptom. But those things only helped a little. Several people had been suggesting DMSO to me. And a lot of athletes use it now. After taking a look at what it was, I decided to try it out. Within minutes of applying it, my shoulder, I forgot I even had any pain. I have used DMSO and some bumps, bruises, general hurts, and found it to be very effective, even seeming to help in the process of healing. I am a big fan of natural products and will continue to use and recommend this DMSO to anyone. I also use a little of my parents' dog, who was limping with arthritis. A little while later, she was walking normally. Miraculous stuff. I'm holding that up. That's DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. We add it together to do the protocol 3000. But by itself, it's a miracle thing. It's made from a tree, completely natural. Here's the last one. My husband, and there's more there, I just didn't copy them all. My husband and I have been taking MS for almost a year now. He had Lyme disease. Oh, this is Roy. And Lyme rheumatoid arthritis in his hands. He has recovered 100% and is now building up his body with magnesium oil spray. We sell MMS for a donation because it's a lifesaver, and we both have had personal experience with it. Folks, it's amazing. It's a blessing to be able to tell you you can get rid of your arthritis, okay? Really cheaply. You can do it in your home without taking any of the toxic medications. And I am 100% sure that every medication that is approved by the FDA is toxic to the body. Okay? Now, how are you going to cure it with the Genesis 2 protocols? We call this, let me get a little set here. This is why people have told me, get one of those mics that mount on the desk, and you can, you know, you see your face more. I really don't care if you see my face, but here you are. We have a camera at this angle.
Right now on the radio, you can't see the face anyway, so.
It's true. So what does it matter, right? No, it's from the video, and I know a lot of people like the video more, but, you know, I'm thinking of the people. One guy wrote me in Africa, said, we can't get the video here. We can't even get YouTube. China, they can't either. and we can listen to the radio broadcast. So, and we're growing really fast on this radio. So I'm hoping that people get this information and use it. This is the only reason we're doing it, okay, folks? For your benefit, not for mine, okay? For your benefit. So we will tell you, this is what I would do to cure your MMS. This is not the 3000 protocol I'm talking about right now. This is the starting procedure that we start out with. Why do we start this way? Is because your body needs to be triaged, because everybody is full of toxins, okay? Most people. Some, I could say everyone to some degree. We all have toxins just from the natural living in this world, especially in the water and breathing, drinking. So we tell everybody to start this way. We used to have everybody start with 15 drops three times a day. That was the way Jim set it up, and it worked because he was dealing with malaria. And he figured, I'll just do that with everything. And all of a sudden, cancers, HIV, diabetes, all these things in Africa were being cured. He goes, oh, this is great. So we kind of kept that for a while. Then we saw side effects that were not really nice. So we cut it down to 3 drops an hour. And that's when Jim came to us. And other things have been developed since then from things he had been practicing with. We had been practicing with a few years before we ever knew him, only read his first book. And then develop these protocols. One of the greatest things that we've seen in the last couple of years is even starting slower. Jim calls it the starting procedure. And that's exactly what it is. Everybody starts it. No, I'm a tough guy. I can take it, bro. No, I see 250-pound guys can't even take a quarter of a drop.
Yeah.
They have to go down. Why? Not because they're not tough. They're too toxic. Okay? So what happens is the toxicity starts getting attacked and you get all kinds of stuff dumped in your blood and you're like, whoa, flu-like symptoms, bones aching, muscle aching, headache, going too fast. The toxins can't be eliminated very quickly, and that's where the lymphatic system comes in. Part of it anyways. Digestive system. So they end up having to really go down with 3 drops now. So the quarter of a drop is the way to go. So what you do is you'll take, Joe, I always have Joe do this. He can see better than me. But I'll tell you, my eyes are getting better as time goes on. It's really only, Mike, I have really good vision this far.
Remember that change you had in your eyes? What did you do? You went like 3 weeks straight just drinking a full glass of bone broth every day?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And your eyes, you felt the big difference?
Collagen, the, you know, they're saying, one guy says, you're going to get cataracts, it's inevitable. No, that's not true. A disease lens is inevitable. Why don't you just get help the disease lens
heal?
3 drops. 3 drops. No, excuse me, 1 drop.
Okay.
1 drop, which starting with the starting procedure. I'm going to show this every week on almost everything we do, because this is how we want everybody to start to detox their body. You wait 30 seconds, and when you use 3 drops, it turns amber within like 10, 15 seconds. When you're using 1 drop, it takes a little bit longer, but it usually gets there 30 seconds, it's amber. And that's when you'll add your water, okay? I'm just showing everybody this or telling everybody this in the beginning of anything you deal with, you're going to deal with it, the protocols, the sacraments, starting it this way, okay? Then, after 30 seconds, you'll put this in 4 ounces of water. Now, how do you take that 1 drop and make it a quarter? There's a couple ways. There's 2 ways you can do it. You can drink a quarter of this, which to me, I've had worse tasting water from a tap, probably because of the chlorine. But there's, to me, there's no taste at all, virtually no taste at all. And since we've been using the hydrochloric acid, give me those bottles again, Joe. The hydrochloric acid, virtually no taste, because the citric acid was really bitter. You just drink a quarter of this in the 4 ounces. Joe, it's going to drink the rest. So Joe, if he drinks the rest, will be drinking a three-quarter of a drop. We don't recommend you starting that way. He's been taking it for a while, so we know where he's at. And you always want to start with a clean glass. And what you'll do is you'll work your way up, okay? You'll do a quarter of a drop, 8 hours a day, from 9 to 5. And when you look into how to do it, you don't want to neutralize it. So that's why we tell people, look at on the videos. These are free videos on Genesis 2 Church YouTube site, as well as Genesis2Church.is. Look under video protocols, and you can see our starting procedure. And you work up. It gives you a graph of what of when to take it from 9 to 5 every hour and what not to eat to neutralize it. And what to eat for basically, you can eat anything for breakfast except anything that would last all day, like time-release supplements. We tell everybody, good practice, get off all your supplements when you're doing the protocol. So you'd work up to three drops. Might do a quarter first day, might do half the next day, might get up to one within 2 or 3 days every hour for 8 hours, and you might not be able to go further. But most people can get to three drops an hour. By then, within a week or so, you should already feel some relief in your arthritis. Some people have told me it was almost gone. So say it isn't. Say you're still struggling. What you do is you can do the protocol 1,000. That's the addition after you activate it. Say just three drops. Say you've worked up to three drops. You'd add DMSO into the mix. 1 to 5 drops. You usually start with one and work up. That will take it deeper. And usually that takes care of your arthritis. If it's real chronic, you've had it for many years, but you saw those people had it for many years, they got rid of it, you might want to work up to 2,000. But honestly, you really don't have to usually get that high. I really haven't seen many people.
No, or you just continue, say, for another 3 weeks to 2 months or something like that, just to make sure you get it out completely because it's been so long. You might feel results and feel better within a few weeks, but then afterwards, just go ahead another month or two just to make sure you're just getting anything else that's left.
Sure. And so that's how you would cure your arthritis. Now, I'm going to show you, because I want to confuse people. The reason why I chose the Protocol 3000 today is the Protocol 3000 is something you topically put on your skin, okay? And you'll be using DMSO. So we tell everybody, if you're going to use DMSO, put a dot. This is 90%. DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. We talk about it in many of our broadcasts. You can even on the free videos. We really encourage people to get the course. You're getting 50 videos. You're getting a workbook. You're getting Jim's second book. And you're getting a lot of stuff with. You become a member.
You get certified after
taking
the test.
Yeah, you can be certified. You can become a bishop. You can become a health minister, which makes you a reverend. Then you become a bishop after you've cured or treated 10 people. So with the 3000 protocol, you're activating the MMS and adding this topically to the skin. Okay, I'm going to show you in a minute. It's kind of messy, so I'm not going to do it today, you know, on camera. But I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to mix it. Yeah, I was looking for that. I'm going to show you how to mix it on camera. And what we would do was, Joe, again, give me 3 drops. Excuse me. Give me 10 drops. The protocol 3000 is 10 drops of MMS. Watch how quick this activates. Okay? Yeah, you'll be able to see it from the other camera, but I'll hold it up. It turns amber like as soon as you start. You put 10 drops of the MMS. Okay? And you put 10 drops of the hydrochloric acid, 4%.
Get accustomed to putting MMS first in case you walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
You always remember that.
If you did it reverse, it wouldn't matter, but
yeah.
They're all clear liquid, so we always. And we see the different caps, covers, colors, because you don't want to switch caps because they can cross-contaminate. And look at that. It's amber. Boom! Amber. The film, the guy that did the film with us said it was turned green. Jim almost flipped out over that one. It's hot green! People be waiting years for it to. It's amber. Look at that. Or dark brown. Then you'd add 10 drops of water.
10 drops would be a half a cc.
Yeah, 10 drops would be half a cc. 8, 9, 10. Perfect. 10 drops, okay? Then, Joe, now when you're doing this, you can really smell it. You never want to sniff the chlorine dioxide that's being made at 10 drops. We have a breathing protocol. We use 1 to 2.
Okay? 5.
5. Then he's going to put 5 drops of the DMSO. We used to mix it when it was activated. We found out it would start to deactivate. But if we added the water, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you dilute it a little bit. And also you want to dilute it a little bit so it doesn't irritate the skin too much.
Right. Exactly. So you could put a little bit more water. You know, this is, everybody's different. You got some redheaded stepchilds. You got some, seem to be redheads, seem to really be head, you know.
Fair skin.
Fair skin. But that doesn't mean that it's all necessarily sensitive. So you can add a little bit more water, and you can add a little bit more DMSO as you're doing it. But see the amount of liquid here? If I pour this on my arm, it goes everywhere. Now, if I pour it on my arm every hour, I'm getting it, for people that can't drink it, I'm getting it absorbed through my arm, through my skin, excuse me, into my muscles, goes right into my blood. You start tasting it in your mouth because the DMSO takes it into your blood, okay? Well, it's strong.
Add a little water to it. It'll stop activating.
That's good. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Just got to stop it.
Yeah,
we were in a seminar in Chile, and everybody's doing this protocol. And we had 100 people almost. Well, probably with everybody, 100 people in the room, right? And everybody started coughing. By the end of the day, right?
Everyone activated 2 drops.
Yeah, we had 100 people activate. We cleaned the air out, all right. But everybody was coughing. So chlorine dioxide is powerful stuff. Definitely powerful. That's why it works so well. That's why they use it. FDA approved in so many things, from anthrax to...
Mostly in gas concentration, sure. Because it's a lot stronger. And they use it to clean out ventilation systems, locker rooms, to kill MRSA and stuff.
Yeah, mold everywhere, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, around the world. So that's what you do, is you pour it on the 8 hours, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3, inside the leg, because that's closest to the blood vessels, and then chest, back, okay? That's 8 places. And you do that. It was basically developed for people in a coma,
mm-hmm,
couldn't drink it. I have a kid right now that I'm dealing with brain damage. He can't drink a little bit, but they're starting to put it on his body.
It wouldn't be at this concentration, right?
No. It was a lot less.
Exactly.
Really small amount. You always took kids. You start, obviously, a lot smaller doses.
And really and sick people. Up.
But just for, we're talking adults right now, and with the 3000 protocol, and in Jim's new book, he even has a lot of things about children, how to start with children, mm-hmm, from dosing. And that will be coming out very soon. So, based upon this idea of topically treating through the skin, that the protocol 3000 was developed and works well. Works really well. Even burping, you know, if gas is getting into you, in your stomach even.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I've done to make it less messy is we've done this in an easier way. Okay? What we did is we have the spray ball protocol, and it's good for isolated areas too, like arthritis. Okay, you could put this on your arthritis, the 3000 protocol, and might even be a little too strong for it, so you adapt. But this is basically the spray bottle protocol, which we covered a couple of weeks ago in one of the episodes, but you can see it free on our site also. I take this wherever I go too. This is basically 10 drops per ounce. This is 2 ounces, so it's 20 drops activated. Then we fill it with water. So this is, you can see even the color difference, okay? Well, I've added water. It's a little stronger than, obviously, the 10 drops, but it's in a little bit more water. So what we've done is we put 1 spray bottle, and I use glass. You don't have to. There's some good plastics, but I really like, I don't want the dioxins being leached into the thing, so I try to use glasses whenever I can, especially with DMSO. Oh, I thought you had to say something.
No.
So what we're going to do is, for the Protocol 3000, you could do this, right? to where it's not dripping off, but it's covered the skin. And then you could go till it's covering on top of the MMS, the chlorine dioxide, and you let it air dry. That will pull into your skin also. But the reason why I want to mention this type, not only an easy way to do the 3000 protocol, but for arthritis. I got people, remember that one testimony? Guys just using the DMSO? Well, that works, but when you use the MMS first, use the DMSO on top of it, it pulls that chlorine dioxide into your joints, which could be crystallized. Could have pathogens there in that area. Because wherever there's the body going to heal something, the bad guys go too.
They go to the weakest spot. Yeah, they go to the weakest spot.
And so it can neutralize and kill and rid the body, the at area, of those pathogens or those things that are causing that pain also. So you spray this. Say I had arthritis on my knuckles. A couple sprays of this, a couple sprays of DMSO. And you'll get it to where it just doesn't drip down how much you need to add. And you do that a few times during the day or every hour if you want. You can't overdose on this stuff, okay? Your wrist, your elbows, your knees, okay? Those are the kind of things you can use this with, okay? That would be topically treating the arthritis, which may work. It definitely work with the pain, but it may not get rid of your arthritis completely. That's why you always do the protocols. These are add-ons. Mm-hmm. The eye, the ear, the ear we talked about last week, the mouth, the sinuses, the topical. These are all add-ons, the 3000 protocol. The baths, the douche, the enemas, which I personally don't recommend you do them unless it's an emergency. People fight with me about this. It's in Jim's book. It's in our workbook. So you do it right if you're going to do it. But I don't recommend it very much at all. And by not recommending, not abusing people, we're seeing all these people being taken care of. So when we get into the autism, we're going to mention what they've done and what we've been doing. Okay? So that's going to be Christmas Day.
Christmas Day,
we're doing autism. Next week, we're doing HIV. So, folks, that's the 3000 protocol. But the cure, the arthritis, remember, starting procedure all the way up to the 2000 protocol, probably not get there for 3 to 6 weeks. Usually within the first week, you're feeling much better. Mm-hmm. Okay? But you do not want to neutralize it. People that come to me after three weeks. Where am I from? New Zealand. I'm talking to a guy in New Zealand all the time. So, Simon, I'm not making fun of you out there. Okay? But usually the people that say they had no results, we back up and go, wait a minute, what have you been taking? Well, I took my, my vitamin supplements, and I've been taking that. I took this, and we told you not to. Oh, well, I didn't think I had it. And my super shakes
for lunch. Antioxidants.
It's super antioxidants. Folks, this is an oxidant, okay? Antioxidants will neutralize the oxidant. So keep them separate. At night, an hour after you finish the protocol, at night, you can take your super drinks, your moringa, your teas, high in antioxidants. Great stuff. Coffee, your raw milk, and what are some other alcohol? We don't be drinking alcohol anyways if you want to be healthy. But a little wine, good for the stomach's ache, as it says in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Good for the blood.
And thins out the blood, good for depression and stuff. Even cannabis oil, okay? These protocols will even develop for cannabis oil. We find it is no problem if it's sublingual or a suppository. But if you eat the cannabis oil or in foods, there's antioxidants there. We don't recommend that. Don't put it in the stomach. But we've used it a lot for pain, and it's a wonderful, wonderful natural thing to be used. So that's what we are seeing, curing, healing your arthritis. Okay, folks? Now, let me get into a little bit more about what I think is causing most diseases and autoimmune deficiencies, and one of them being arthritis. They're even saying it's an autoimmune deficiency problem. It's the body's attacking itself. Well, the body only stops acting normally and the systems stop working correctly when it doesn't have the right nutrition or toxins are there involved. It's one of those two reasons, and most people, it's both reasons. That's why they have disease, toxicity and deficiencies. I've been saying all along that almost all diseases in the body are directly related to low stomach acid. Been saying this in the seminars, been saying this for 4 or 5 years now, okay? Just from seeing people listening to things, and now I found an article this week, and studying about the arthritis and stuff, because I try to get the overall picture of what's going on. But the bottom line is I can every week just say, all right, here's the disease, here's the protocol, do that, here's some testimonies, God bless you, see you. But I'd rather let them see more about what's going on in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a little bit more time telling them about what we're doing.
Show both sides also.
Yeah, because I think it's important for an overall holistic education. So when the body's immune system is compromised or completely destroyed, the body's is in dis-ease. Toxins are allowed to do damage and even cause the body to malfunction to the point where it attacks itself, hence autoimmune deficiencies, okay? I want to say that many naturally minded people believe that by eating certain foods, okay, I got a problem, so I'm just going to stop eating McDonald's. That's good anyways.
Yeah.
Stop eating McDonald's, okay? Let me show you this quote. I love this quote. If food is no good, the medicine is worthless. Yeah, so stop eating at all these junk places. And if the food is good, the medicine is still worthless. Okay? Folks, medicine, conventional medicine. Now, I'm not talking about, if you want to call what we're doing medicine, we call it a sacrament. I guess Hippocrates says, let medicine be your food and food be your medicine. So you can be food, can be your medicine. Okay? But I'm talking about the artificial synthetic
drugs,
those kind of medicines. They're no good no matter what. Okay? But what I want to get back to is I can meet a lot of naturopaths say, take turmeric. Great stuff. But is it going to neutralize our protocols? So don't be taking it now. And don't think, I'm going to start taking turmeric, it's all going to go away. If you have a screwed up system, it's not even going to be absorbed and metabolized in the body, folks. Turmeric's great, but clean your body out first. Okay? The body needs to be detoxed from the pathogens and that have stopped the systems to work in the first place. This is why the Genesis 2 protocols, sacramental, need to be done first to cleanse the body, which in turn allows the body to restore its systems back to normal so that they can work, they can help in the repair and the defense or homeostasis and balance, not just at ease. Okay? You saw people doing that, and they healed it, folks. The truth about stomach acid, because we have good amount of time, I think I'm going to read this, at least points of it, because I want people to understand how the body works. She did a great job. It's physics. It's the biology, physiology of the body. And one of many people, even the mainstream media will say, because they do have some truth when it comes to...
Well, they have to, because they're so obvious. If they say, no, that's not true, then...
Right. Like, you have no stomach acid in your body. Of course they're going to say
yeah.
it. And we're getting good with technology to reverse engineer how the systems work, how the body works, okay? Be like finding a car, say, I don't know, and then reverse engineering to find out how it was put together. That's the body, a fine-tuned orchestra of 12 different systems, okay? Next week we're going to cover those systems. In something we're talking about, in circulatory, respiratory, digestive. But many people agree, majority of anything done to do with medical agree, that 80% of the immune system is in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your first line of defense after your mouth, okay? Now, I say do it the natural way, and the body's got all kinds of checkpoints when anything goes through the mouth. Now, if you inject it directly into tissue, you've bypassed those safety plates, those checkpoints, those tolls, those systems that have been set up to record things when they come in and how to deal with it. Injected it directly in. That's why vaccines cause havoc. They have, now, if you drank the vaccine and you had a good immune system, you probably would neutralize most of the toxins.
Not saying to do it.
No, don't do that.
It would go through the natural system of the body, and that's how the body would react and able to fight against it.
Right.
You inject it right into the blood, that's it.
Exactly.
There's no defense.
You have no defense. Well, you do have some, but an inflammation is the first result. Because the body's going there and attacking. What did you just? You didn't go this way. You jabbed me. He thinks you got shot or you had an injury. Goes right to that. That's why they call it vaccine injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this lady, why low stomach acid is jeopardizing your health, by a lady named Katie Haldeman. She's an MS and RN. What's MS? Medical system, I don't forget, specialist maybe? I forget what it stands for. They get all kinds. Listen to what she says. This is her. I'll put comments when I see a good point, but I just want to read it because very well done. And it's in your description, right?
Yeah, this is in the description, yeah.
If you ever watch television during the weeknight, evening hours, or had your regular radio program interrupted by some message from the sponsor, it is likely you have been inundated with a slew of advertisements for antacids and acid-suppressing drugs, including the purple pill, Naxium, Prilosec, Prevacid, Pepcid AC, Zantac, and numerous other medications that lower stomach acid. It's making me burp that drink. Mm-hmm. Is that true, folks, or what? How many times you see that? Yeah. Then all the side effects. That's the funny part. Well, not funny, but you know, it's like, how could you take this stuff? And it'll even say on some of it, you know, death. I like this one. Since saying death, they say fatal episode. You're going to die sometimes, okay? But you're right. These are all out there, and they all make billions of dollars for the pharmaceutical, and you don't need any of them, and you're doing the wrong thing in the first place. Okay? I'll let her explain it because we always say it. But understandably, you may be under the impression that the symptoms of heartburn, indigestion, and gastrointestinal acid reflux disease, GERD, are caused by too much stomach acid. As acid-suppressing drugs are among the most commonly used prescription and the over-counter medications, the pharmaceuticals are banking on acceptance of the idea that stomach acid is something that needs to be kept in check. We've been saying that. Maybe she read our broadcast, listened to us. Maybe she took a seminar. I don't know. However, in the reality, that is not controlled by the powerful pharmaceutical industry and the conventional medical system, both of which have an interest in keeping you ill and dependent on medication, stomach acid is not something to be feared. It is much more likely that your symptoms are being caused by low stomach acid instead of an overproduction of stomach acid. Okay? That's very rare. Very rare. I like how she put it. In the infinite wisdom of the human body, by an infinite creator, I put that in, the stomach was designed to produce the acid that is necessary for proper digestion of food. Okay? This is very important that you understand. It's been set up that way to digest the food, to break them down. So if it's low acid and can't break it down, guess what? You can't get the benefits of the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, the amino acids, the proteins, the synthesizing of all those things, the metabolism, the ATP respiration of the cells, all those things that go on. When functioning properly, the parietal glands of the stomach secrete hydrochloric acid that bring the stomach pH to a range of approximately 1.5 to 3 pH. This is strong enough of an acid if you were to be dropped on a piece of wood. I said that. Yeah. I never even read this. It would burn a hole through the wood. The inner lining of the stomach is protected from its own acid by a layer of mucus and epithelial cells that produce a bicarbonate solution, an alkaline, to neutralize the acid. When it reaches a certain amount, and it's done with the chime, well, I'll just let her read it. You know, why do I have to add it? She did such a good job. Okay?
The chime, I think it is.
Chime, it's called. Chime. Chyme.
I looked at it one time. Some one guy said it was chyme. You might have been wrong.
I'm not the best pronouncer of words. I went to public school.
I was homeschooled.
I know. That's why you could pronounce it better. So, basically, what she's saying is the acid's so powerful it can burn a hole in the wood if you took it out. But the stomach, in its infinite wisdom, maybe that's created by an infinite God, has a mucous membrane that allows the production or the excretion of an alkaloid that neutralizes it when it's time to open the valve. Okay? Stomach acid has several important roles, including, listen, folks, if you don't have stomach acid, I don't care what kind of food you're eating, how good it is. It can be the best of the best. Breakdown of proteins into a form that can be adjusted called proteolysis. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? Breakdown of proteins. Are you eating proteins? It's very important. It's made to break down proteins. So if you're not eating proteins, which is an essential thing, you don't have that in there, you're going to have some problems with your systems working right. Activation of enzyme pepsin, which is responsible for protein digestion. Okay, very important for the brain, for the whole body. Inhibiting of the growth of microorganisms that enter the body through food to prevent infection. Don't have enough acid? Things are going to slip through in the absorption into your body. That's why we say it's the main stop. The acid is needed for proper absorption of many minerals such as calcium, magnesium, zinc, and manganese. Can't be absorbed. You need calcium, mineral, causing arthritis. Well, I'm a health nut. I only eat vegetables and fruits. And, well, that's probably, you're trying to alkaline the body, you're killing the amount of acid in your body, in your stomach. I'll say this down blue in the face. I don't care what you say. You need all the foods, okay? And you need a strong amount of stomach acid, or you're screwed health-wise. Signaling, it also signals when the food referred to as chyme or chyme is ready to leave the stomach and move into the small intestine for continued digestion. Very intricate part of the digestum is the stomach. If that's not right, what is flowing into the intestines?
Undigested food. And no nutrition that's going to get into the blood.
And toxins?
Yeah, toxins. Parasites. Okay. Viruses.
Leaky gut. We'll go on. She does a good job. I just have to make my comments, I guess. When the digestive system is functioning normally, food travels down the esophagus to the stomach. The stomach works to ensure adequate mechanical digestion by the churning of the stomach and the production of stomach acid until the chyme or chyme is brought to the proper pH level. At that point, the valve at the lower end of the stomach, the pyloric sphincter, is triggered to open and release the chyme into the small intestines. Why am I looking in the camera? I'm reading. The pH level of the chyme entering the small intestine triggers the release of pancreatic enzymes to continue with the process. So that won't happen if it's not right. And sodium bicarbonate to neutralize the chyme to prevent burning of the small intestines. So it's, they call it the alkaline tide going on.
That's right in the duodenum.
Thank you, Joe.
Upper part of the small intestines.
The duodenum. So that's how the system works. What happens when the stomach acid is low, when stomach acid production is low, dysfunctioning throughout the digestive system can occur, leading numerous symptoms and diseases process. The body's preference is to keep the chyme in the stomach until it reaches the proper pH level. It's like 2. Okay? Therefore, when the stomach acid production is low, the chyme sits in the stomach for a longer period of time without the nutrients being broken down. Oh, all these systems focus on essential nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Properly. Broken down properly. At the same time, the low stomach acid promotes an environment that is more friendly to the growth of microorganisms, which are fed by the carbohydrates, a lot of carbohydrates in fruits and vegetables, that become fermented from sitting in the stomach for too long. Eventually, excess pressure from the bacterial growth and maldigested foods. Guess what happens? The stomach has two valves. It opens that second and that bottom valve. The stomach has two valves. The lower, the LES sphincter at the top of the stomach, the pharyngeal sphincter at the bottom, okay? The esophageal sphincter. When the bottom one, I'm just going to say bottom one, is a one-way valve. The LES, the top one, is designed both valves. When the excess pressure builds up in the stomach, but the pH is still not optimum range to allow the opening of the bottom valve, the body identifies only one option to release the pressure. It opens the top one. The top LES valve allows the release of pressure into the esophagus, and that is what commonly leads to heartburn, acid reflux, burning, because that acid, the esophagus can't protect it.
Yep. It's because the stomach acid is not strong enough to where the bottom valve wants to open up and pass it out, so it has to release it somehow. Opens the top one, and then it leaks out into the esophagus.
It's a mechanical.
And that's not it's not the lining like the stomach, so it's going to irritate and burn the esophagus.
And it burns the intestines, too.
Yeah.
If it's not alkaline. Even if your stomach isn't producing enough acid, any amount of acid going into the esophagus will result in uncomfortable symptoms because the esophagus... Oh, thank you. We should just shut up and read it, huh? Frequent opening of the LES, that's the top... toward the esophagus will contribute to a weakened valve that compounds the problem. My dad had a hiatus hernia. It's like open heart surgery just to repair that. Well, if I knew what I knew now, he could have, now he's dead. Not from that, but he could have been cured. Note, there are also other causes that contribute to malfunctioning. Certain foods, hot peppers, citric, tomatoes, coffee, alcohol, overeating, overweight, obesity, pregnancy, hiatal hernia, and many medications, including antibiotics, bronchial dilators, beta breakers, calcium channel blockers, nitrates, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, anti-cholinergics associated with a weakened LES. We tell people to get off all their meds. You can't say that to a doctor. Read my lips. Or listen to my lips speak, if you're on the radio. Don't listen to the doctor. Get off all your meds. You won't die. Well, if I die because you got on them, then you're screwed up, folks, because you shouldn't die. You shouldn't die. We get people off them all the time, or at least wean off them while you're doing the protocols. But get off them. Get off them, causing most of your side effects, interaction, and complications. Low stomach acid also contributes to digestive problems downstream from the stomach and the small intestines. If the stomach is not able to produce enough acid to bring the pH level of the chyme to an optimal range, after a while the stomach will be forced to move it through the bottom valve into the small intestines. Because it is not at the proper pH, the chyme does not trigger the release of sodium bicarbonate from the pancreas, which can result in duodenal ulcers. The higher pH of the chyme also does not trigger the release of pancreatic enzymes. The small intestine is not able to break down the chyme properly, and the large undigested particles of food can begin to have a negative impact on the lining of the small intestines. The lining becomes more permeable and allows the undigested food particles to enter the bloodstream when it body's immune system recognizes as foreign invaders. You're not supposed to have these particles in your blood. It's supposed to be digested. This is triggers a systemic immune response that can lead to food sensitivities, Joe, gluten, inflammation, and autoimmune disease. The phenomenon is known as leaky gut syndrome. Okay? We get all people talking about celiac disease among the autistic. I don't want to get into that now. Some ingested food particles may enter into the small and large intestines. The malabsorbed food can lead to the disruption of the normal gut flora. Key to your health. In fact, she even says the importance of the gut flora. Read that. The large intestines may become inflamed and subject to a variety of conditions such as constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome. This disruption of normal flora gut also impacts your overall immune system and can lead to autoimmune conditions. Arthritis.
Yeah, why does it cause constipation? Because it's not broken down enough, so it gets stopped up in there. It's just common sense. If the food's not broken down enough, you're just trying to jam a chunk of food through a small intestine, or even the large intestine, but you're trying to jam something through there.
Bro, Joe. I said bro. Joe, bro out there. I got people coming defecating full food. And I told them, you don't have enough acid. What? Why? I have a stomach. I have acid reflux all the time. I have plenty of acid. Well, why are you crapping out French fries?
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of vegetables. Why? It's not being dissolved. They start taking acid. Well, they ain't doing the protocol, but they start just taking acid. The hydrochloric acid, 15 drops in water before they eat. Oh, it's starting to dissolve. Well, let's try to retrain the stomach again. Let's try to eat foods that will do that, not alkaline smoothies and trying to alkaline the body. You're a fool if you try to alkaline the stomach.
What's one of the main causes for the damage to the stomach acid? Sodas. And the amount of people that have stomach or acid reflux, they're the ones that are just drinking sodas nonstop. You know, they go to the store instead of buying, you know, a bottle of water, they'll buy a 2-liter Coca-Cola and drink that. And then they're the ones that pop in the antacids all the time.
Yeah, a Coca-Cola, that's the worst thing you could drink. Any of the soft drinks. Even the water bottled by Coca-Cola has fluoride in it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, boycott all the mainstream, Kellogg's, GMO. Boycott all that junk. Here, let me finish reading this, and then we're running out of time. But I want to read this, because I want you to have it and pass it on to people, okay? These are the reasons. Prevalent and symptoms of low acid. Low acid is a common problem in developed nations. According to Jonathan Wright, MD, why stomach acid is good for you, approximately 90% of Americans produce too little stomach acid. He arrived at this conclusion after measuring the stomach pH of thousands of patients in his clinic. While conventional medical doctors sometimes measure esophageal pH levels in particularly difficult cases of acid reflux, they never measure stomach pH levels. As mentioned above, any amount of acid in the esophagus is abnormal and will cause symptoms. Because low stomach acid has been such a profound impact on overall health, symptoms may affect a variety of body symptoms and result in conditions that include heartburn, GRID, what's that called? Reflux, indigestion and bloating, burping, and gas after meals, excessive fullness or discomfort, constipation, chronic intestinal infections, undigested food and stools, food allergies, intolerances, sensitivities, gluten, milk, raw milk. You should have a sensitivity to pasteurized milk because your body doesn't want it. It's poison. Acne, chronic fatigue, mineral deficiencies. What are most mineral and nutrient deficiencies cause? Huh? What are we saying? Deficiencies? Toxicities? Dry skin. Weak or cracked nails. Asthma.
Arthritis.
I'm going to get there, Joe.
Oh, is that what it is?
Depression. Osteoporosis. Any immune diagnosed deficiency. Arthritis. I believe, this is my note, I put in there my note, I believe the growth of cancer is directly related to the stomach acid, low stomach acid, because the candida growth is overgrows in the intestines, turns from a yeast to a fungus, and all cancers, when you cut them open in the tumor, are candida, Albanicus candida, a fungus. Okay? And MMS is antifungal. So, folks, I want you to understand you can cure your arthritis. See what you're doing with your body. See what you're putting in there or not putting in there. Okay? Getting all kinds of autoimmune deficiencies caused by low stomach acid, apnea, hepatitis, dermatitis, diabetes type 1. This is just from autoimmune deficiencies. Juvenile arthritis, Graves' disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome, multiple sclerosis, anemia, cirrhosis, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, Schrödinger's syndrome, lupus, thyroiditis. They say if it breaks through the intestines, gets into your blood, the thyroid and liver go next, diseases. Vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
We know someone that has it, and she's like a people that love to eat alkaline in the body and be vegetarians. Okay, so you listened up today, and this is what we covered, the arthritis. Please listen to what we said. If you know people suffering with it, please
give them the broadcast. Them. Yeah, tell them to listen.
Give them the broadcast. Yeah. And they need extra help. Joe, you could tell them what to do, how to get in touch with us. But before I do, next week we're going to be covering, listen up, make the world great again. Health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That'll be number 64.
Yeah. You can get in touch with us at info@g2voice.is. And if you want some sacramental guidance, we can help you out with that also at mark@genesis2church.is or joseph@genesis2church.is. And if you want to learn how to do it yourself, we have the home video course that can be found on genesis2church.is/course. And if you want to make a donation to help us out to keep the voice going, you can do so on those websites, the genesis2church.is or g2voice.is. And if you want to acquire or purchase the products, or the sacraments of our church, you can do so by contacting Jordan at genesis2church.is. And everybody, I want you to have a great week. Check out our information and pass it along to family and friends. So God bless everybody.
Have a great week. God bless.
Health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS, we got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
we'll
build you back up, make you tough again. Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.